It's been 7 years since the monorail station in Chinatown has seen any sign of life aboard its platform. But starting next week, that is set to change. Local Sydney art collective Osmosis are transforming this space into an installation reflecting on nostalgia as a form of healing. I am joined by the creative director at Osmosis Collective, Marco Rinaldi. Good morning.
Morning. How are you going?
Absolute delight to have you on the show.
Thank you so much.
So what has been the journey of bringing new life to the monorail space? It's such an unused space for so long.
Yeah, I know. It's such an interesting part of Sydney's history, I think, because even when it was here, it was, you know, just only connected quite a small area of the city. And then after it's left, it's now just remains as these structures that's kind of just attached to the side of the building. And they're all quite architecturally striking. And so it's really exciting to be able to work with them in this way. Yeah.
And can you tell us about the exhibition? It's been a weird time this past year. Many of us are still reeling from it. How does this work explore nostalgia as a form of healing?
Yeah, so like, I think for me, the main thing about nostalgia, and I think that I've used as my creative process, is understanding how it's actually a way of, you know, collecting memories through your senses. And so when you bring those memories forward again, through reactivating those senses, it actually connects you back to them. And then in order to do that in the space, what we're doing is kind of working with a really calming setting and obviously working with the architecture, but then bringing in nostalgic sounds and calming sounds into the experience by having like long form droning ambient music and then having field recordings and sound samples embedded into that. And that's by Mara Schwerzegger, our sound artist. And then we're also working with lighting, illuminating the architecture in the space and responding to the sound, sort of just to create this really tranquil setting, but then using different field recordings to trigger those memories and hopefully bring up those memory residues. Yeah.
Wow, that's remarkable. It sounds like such a calm space. I'm interested with the idea of using the monorail. It's a pretty iconic setting for an installation.
Yeah.
What have been some challenges of working in that kind of physical space?
So getting in there has been quite challenging because there's a weird situation with the monorails, because they're like, it was owned by the New South Wales government, but now the structures that remain are actually privately owned. And so
really?
It's kind of just been, yeah, it's weird. So trying to work with these, you know, large buildings that have strata and everything like that. So getting inside has been quite challenging, but then also even then creating the installation has had challenges as well, because it's like, you know, how do you work with that striking architecture, but also, you know, be considerate of what the space could be, or, you know, look to the future and how we could develop and create something new within it, you know? But yeah, the architecture is so beautiful. So trying to be considerate of that. And like our sound artist Mara, like she's just created the most amazing response to the site by really kind of, we spent a lot of time in there over the period that we've had access to the space. Like we've been going every week for like the last couple of months and really spending time to try and get an understanding of what we can do in there.
So when and how can we get along to the monorail in its new life?
Yeah. So we have our opening night next Thursday from 6 until 9, and then it's on until the 30th of May. So we've got 6 till 9 Thursday to Sunday next week, and then Wednesday to Sunday the following week. And we've got an artist talk as well on at 7 p.m. on the 26th, which is Wednesday night. So if you want to come and hear a bit more about our process and everything, that'll be a nice time to do that.
And where is it, in Chinatown?
Yeah. So it's in number one Dixon Shopping Centre. So it's kind of just one street back from the Chinese Garden of Friendship. And it's actually kind of perched over the road there and looks over the Chinese Garden. So
wonderful. Marco, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, no worries. Thank you.